Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, August 12th, 2025, and we have a lineup of nonprofit headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. GiveJoy Foundation tees up for inaugural golf and gala to brighten lives of Central Texas children. The GiveJoy Foundation is gearing up for its inaugural fundraising event, the inaugural GiveJoy Classic Golf and Gala, happening on September 16th at the Fazio Foothills Golf Course in Austin, Texas. The event will feature a round of golf, cocktail hour, dinner, and a live auction fundraiser by the Cowboy Auctioneer team. Funds raised will support GiveJoy's initiatives like Joyful Souls, Joy Boxes, and the Grow and Give Back Holiday Drive, benefiting underserved children and families. Cowboy Auctioneer Vice President Emily Hart expressed excitement about supporting children and the community. Individuals and organizations interested in making a difference can join the event for a day of philanthropy, community, and fun. Visit GiveJoyFoundation.org for more information and sponsorship opportunities.
Kana Brooks wins 2025 Jones and Swanson Community Service Scholarship. Kana Brooks has been awarded the 2025 Jones and Swanson Community Service Scholarship for her outstanding efforts in benefiting in-need communities. A leisure studies major at Howard University, Brooks founded Kana Cares to transform the sports industry into a force for holistic community well-being. She has raised funds, organized drives, provided gifts to foster children, and overseen various community projects. Brooks plans to pursue 501c3 status for Kana Cares to expand outreach nationally. Jones & Swanson, a Marietta-based law firm, awarded Brooks $2,500 to support her academic pursuits and organization's growth. With over 45 years of combined experience, Jones & Swanson is dedicated to helping clients navigate legal options with compassion and aggression.
Cascadia Poetics Lab to host 9th Cascadia Poetry Festival. Cascadia Poetics Lab will host the 9th Cascadia Poetry Festival from October 10 to 12, 2025 in Seattle, WA. The festival will feature writing workshops, panel discussions, and readings with poets and academics from the Cascadia bioregion and beyond. Events will take place at various locations, including the Rainier Beach Community Club, Kubota Garden, and Red Wing Cafe. The festival aims to explore poetry's connection to environmental, political, historical, and sociological pursuits within the region. Featured speakers include prominent poets like Brenda Hillman and Robert Michael Pyle. Workshops will delve into ephrasis, investigation, lyric and form, and poetry in times of crisis. Registration for various passes and packages is available on the festival website. Sponsors of the event include For Culture, National Endowment for the Arts, and Arts Fund. Oregonian high school seniors launch BedAir to serve underprivileged communities. Oregonian high school seniors Sohan Govindaraju and Shriya Marla founded BedAir to help communities combat worsening air quality during wildfire season. The nonprofit provides DIY air filter boxes to at-risk households and advocates for cleaner air, bridging the gap between environmental stewardship and community health. Partnering with the Oregon Department of Forestry's Urban and Community Forestry Unit, BedAir aims to empower vulnerable populations in Oregon by distributing clean air boxes. The dynamic duo has already impacted communities across Oregon and is expanding their efforts to protect more Oregonians this summer. BedAir's innovative approach and community-centered focus are making a positive difference in the lives of those who need it most. Craig Zinn Automotive Group adds $2 million gift to Cleveland Clinic, marking $4 million in lifetime giving to the Weston Hospital. Craig Zinn Automotive Group has added a $2 million gift to Cleveland Clinic, bringing his lifetime giving to $4 million. The gift establishes the Cleveland Clinic Craig M. Zinn Concierge Medicine Suite in Weston, Florida, offering personalized care. This contribution follows Mr. Zinn's previous $2 million gift in 2019. The ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new suite was held on August 8th. The suite, located at the Weston Corporate Center, aims to bring world-class, personalized medicine closer to South Florida residents. Mr. Zinn's dedication to supporting exceptional healthcare services reflects his passion for community involvement and philanthropy. Cleveland Clinic's Concierge Medicine Program provides members with personalized, comprehensive medical care, ensuring timely access to a personal physician and innovative healthcare services. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.